Hani senin muhabbet gördü. Senin kendisi bilenmişsin. Senin hazzatı olsa bilenmişsin. Hazzatı neyin? Demek ki sizin hakkarını bilenmişsin. Sizin de kalıbı. Sizden ne olduğunu doğar. Biz de kesin içerisinde de var. O yüzden kırmızıdan sana bir saattir yok. Yaklayan bir şey yok. Demek ki senin hazzatı hiç de hiçten bir şey yok. Sizin de kalıbı. Demek ki yok. Yükün Allah'ın olası rastı olsa vazgeç değil. Demek ki senin hazzatı yok. And I do all my service, then it says, I'm the Balaban, so we understand more than this thing I brought to you. What if I tell you about her, that this real estate, this property was lost to me, I hereby declare that it belongs to you. So that's the Rambam that is, the Rambam has the first 12, the Balaban Allah, and also the Khiva, and make a thing of this image work. It's the first one that I know. Just by talking, if he talks with regularness, here he's not going to become it. Even if I'm a day. So what if I write it down on a piece of paper, this real estate, or this image of yours, and hereby belongs to you. I give it to you, I give it to you. Is it the same thing you're talking about that? No, the Ram says, that's King Ishtar. How do you explain that? It doesn't make any sense. Why should King Ishtar work? Chazak, we understand what it's all about, and they're the nice advisors. And chance that you understand, he takes it. They're full of it. But he takes it. It's one thing, it's exactly what he's doing. What is the King Ishtar? Why is it better? Why is it stronger than the King and this body? It just says, like better, I give you ownership of property, so the ownership of those napkins are over. No one suddenly writes it down on a piece of paper than it is. The paper is in the end of the studio. Okay, read over this stuff.
Yes.
But that's why like standing about there, I say that the property is yours, is not good. Write it down on a piece of paper. Right, that's not wrong. Right, so why is that better? May have a new opinion that the way the star works is by my giving you a rider that this piece of real estate belongs to you, that causes this thing to take effect that it now belongs to you. Because I gave you a rider to you, it now belongs to you. Would that be a rider? You have to have a rider. Okay, if you have a case, the two witnesses testifying in front of the judge, if you get all this kind of case, the two witnesses are testifying in front of the judge that the house belongs to him, okay?
But this is so on everything. I want to give you that.
Yeah? I don't have to give you the money, that's right. And even if I take a shrew, that I'll give you the money, but it doesn't belong to you. I take a shrew, I'll give you the house. I have to keep my promise. I have to keep the shrew that I took. The house doesn't belong to you yet. And so you make a king now. Just because I took the shrew, even if the shrew were buying me, so I have to give you the house. But the house is not mixed until I make, so you make a king now.
No,
what is the king of Star all about? Let's just play with it. You do the whole life that he may you. That Eddie has too much charity. So you have a mahala for the means by giving the girl a liar. That she is married to me, she becomes married to me. By giving my wife a rider, she is divorced to me, she becomes divorced. By giving my rider that I owe you $1,000, I become obligated to give you $1,000. By giving you a rider that the house is yours, the house becomes yours. That's amazing. But we don't talk about that. We talk about every other. Today we see a currency. But what is it all about? What is star king? Star rider is okay, star rider. Give you a star, then I owe you $1,000. Star president. Right, only by giving you, and by money you don't even need anything to you. Right, you don't even need it. I just write down on a piece of paper, this real estate belongs to you. There's no witness is signed, there's no witness is present, there's nothing like they know, they don't know. There's no one watching when I make the opinion, and still Allah says that it's a good opinion.
That's what we said to us, we said that each other was a formal
No, 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 no. Maybe it says just like this. Chronicle of May, he says, hey, because you must kind of see that that is by senior work. By virtue of the fact that I gave you a lie that we are married, a lie that we divorced, to then finish the sales in the kitchen of following all of her love of any time moment of any time used to say that a man certainly agrees that you have to have two aiding the fear of pleasure. Yes, because of the fear of love. No, but according to Rav Lozor, you don't have to have any aid in spying on the spot at all. If it's keeping the solution, you have to have two aid in the spirit watching and shooting over because then you get into the team of it. And if it's a star moment in the Rambam, it's just not right. If you're in the third level, they know that they know. No one is watching it, nobody even knows that I gave it over to you. But the Rambam is just not right, and the team of star is good. The team of star is wrong. The question is what? That's team of star. How does it work? No witnesses at all. Nobody found it. And there are no witnesses present and gave it over. So how does the Kinnish Star work? The basis at the end is still this question. Basis at the end is still nobody ever gets that from that good way. In the end is still this. And when you see this, what is the whole difference? When you see this point out that the basis is still that good basis in all of it, the basis says the following. The basis raises the following question. We have a dream that Star only works the character. It doesn't work for the character. So I want to see the king in my cup. And I hereby give you all the ownership of the cup that's sitting on the desk, and it's not as you should, blah, blah, blah. And the Gemara says that it's no good. Star doesn't work on the coffee. So it's like that cash, and the Gemara says there, you still get cool days, and the Gemara says, you still have Yehman and Shlok. What if I write down on the star, I hereby obligate myself to give you 100,000 euros. And one created his sky this moment by seeing a star in it. We know that he can create his sky this moment by calling the other. You make a couple of things. Let's say the husband gets married, so he has to give the cow a little whether he likes it or not. He owes it better not his student. And he has done pathetic student. He has done loads more than the student, but he has done 100 times more than the value of the student. That's pathetic student. He wants that one. He doesn't have to. He doesn't have to. So then he practices everybody has done pathetic student. So what's least is that obligation? Just he promises that if he ever divorces his wife, he'll give it so much money. What makes that obligation binding? If either the Kabbalah opinion suited that the Yabba makes with the Chosmah or that the Yadav makes, they give him a handkerchief representing the town. And that is, that giving all of the handkerchief is called the opinion suited that obligation to pay the additional amount of the debt. Or, as our practice, you write the Kalim in there, you write the end of the Suda, and we lay the Kabbalah opinion suited on behalf of the Kabbalah, and therefore the Chosmah owes all the money. You have to pay the money in case another gets divorced anyway. What happens if they don't have the Kalim in there? What if they didn't make the Kabbalah opinion? You didn't write that. He just writes the whole student and it says in the student, I obligate myself in addition to the Takonis Takonis, to the Takonis Takonis that I have to give you the student, I have to divorce it. So if you ever become an almoner, I will also give you concessions to the number, another 100 times the amount of the Egypt student. What if he just writes that and there's no couple of keys? The Takonis is also good. The star itself serves as a mitzvah genius. If I write in the star, I hereby obligate myself to give you such and such an amount of money, my star writer says, I already owe you so much money. When you say, I owe you, that's a star writer. He says, I hereby accept upon myself the obligation, and it's clear, he writes to the Russian author, I hereby obligate myself to give you an amount of money, and no kinyan is married, no kinyan other than the star itself. So that's the machlok of the Echon and Eshlok, students that could be. But to then, the star can serve to create his Christ. And we talk about the Echon, the star can create his Christ. So it says that passage, how can the star create his Christ? We have a demon star with only good to defend the character. With a king of star, you cannot defend the Talcum. You know what I'm saying? The Talcum, Labrin, and Solomon. The first is, we have other things looking between Talcum and Talcum. The first is, the English is going on like that. We have a detailer, and then we say, we're going to have a mixed sort of question. We say, therefore, this is a detailer. Without Talcum, I say the real estate is mine, and you say it is yours, and I give an effort to support me. So then the demon that is not sure what they're right. You don't have to feel sure they're right on Talcum. If it would be a detail on the Talcum, whether it is this is mine, or the cake is mine, or the table or something, then it would be, you start to have a shrew, if you have another mix or something like that. But if it's conquered, then you don't have anything shrew there, right? What if it's a detail not about a tangible object, what if it's a detail about an amount of money? I say you owe me $100, and you admit that you owe me $50, the other 50 you don't owe me. That's a real money to mix up. It's important for you. You see, so you can say, you see that whenever you speak about an abstract amount of money, we're not talking about a tangible object either as a piece of carton or a chunk of the top. We're talking about an amount of money. The amount of money is not in the top of it. It's not in the carton. I'll either then between the carton and the top of it. It's not an object. It's same classified even though it's counter-earth and talking. Whenever we have a chilek in this, you can character the talking, so we classify the noun as money, it's full money.
But
you don't have to return
it anymore.
You don't have to return it. You have to
bring back the actual
mother.
Okay.
You
might have to bring back
that. Let's buy a house. Oh, look at that. I broke your window. If someone broke my window, I said, you broke two windows, and he says, no, you smashed one window. I said, there's no hold, magic, chavola, whatever. It's not necessarily how broke it. So if it's been told about it, not the money, it's been given to the news, you could have a shvudah right. Because he demonstrates in that whenever you speak about an amount of money, it's being a metaphor and it's not being a tikkun. And you do have a shvuah there. They say that like kashrut is an amount of money is below the metaphor and not being a tikkun. And the din is that shtar doesn't work, the metaphor alone works on karka. How can a din be like a zirikman? And if you're right, I hope I obligate myself to give you $100,000 and I give you this shtar, I become obligated to give you that money. How did I become obligated? The Talcum cannot be mixed with this stuff. This is the Talcum. Whether I owe you the money or I don't owe you the money, that's the meaning of the Talcum. And the Talcum cannot be mixed with this star. This is Pages Castle. It's not a good affair. It's only Castle with this stuff. Not the Talcum.
Why
is this
star, right?
No, no, this is not. Yeah, if he writes, I owe you $100,000, that's the star, right? If he writes, I hereby obligate myself to give you the kind of money. Right, let's say it's true the way we have it in the Shtaraya, because we write the Kalinamine, we already made a Kabbalah Sinian Suda, so the Chosimineri owes the obligation for the minute that he made it to the Suda. And the Suda, the text of Suda is the Shtaraya. But let's say if you would omit that last one, you wouldn't make the Kabbalah Sinian Suda, you wouldn't write down he made a Sinian Suda. That's right, and the Chosimineri also obligates himself to give the Kabbalah, so that's a Suda, over and above the Takana Tataraya, not that he owes. He promises 100 times as much with what's going to obligate him with the star. With the star. So that's the deal like Rabbi Yechonon. So the star can't create in his title. Because he sets that title, how can the star create his title? If the whole moment is demon to Metalcolin, and the Gemara says in several places that Metalcolin are allowed to be strong in him. So it's basically. The place is given to parents, who's a big study, as we see, and the big stuff about this place, basic mention, that king and star, the way that Moses uses, the conqueror of Moses that is Adam is near character, the conqueror of Moses that has been near character, it's a whole different way how Star works. By giving a right, that doesn't work. The conqueror of Moses is not giving any right. So what in the world are you giving? And it doesn't even make any sense. See, it says that, how she faced it, see, how God is, he shows you the ball, he's knocking down the windows, he's putting in the fences, he's changing the lock, he's doing things, ranting. He acts like a ball about what he starts, nothing. The same thing that I say about sale, I hereby give you ownership of the property, it's so good. If I write down a piece of paper, I give you a piece of paper, and there's nobody else there, no witnesses, not the star, not about sale. All of a sudden, the character belongs to you. How does that trick work? So the receiver quotes this text, which is saying the following, that really, this plow, that I'm not going to miss in the drawing, is not so funny. But if you have a very strong mirror dog, if you have an indication that the master has a very strong mirror dog, so then there's no, then you don't need to any mighty kingdom. If you just have a strong God, then the kingdom is called believe mighty kingdom. Because he says that's what star is. Star just means it. An indication that it's a stronger than your God than a flaming God. And just to distinguish the two, from the yeshiva they have two different terms. They call, one is called a God's machna, one is called a God's hamishkaya. The same thing. Okay, let's say if I want to give you the Gemara, so I give you permission to pick up the Gemara to determine if the kingdom has brought. That's called a das master. I give you permission, so you have to declare it. When I make it a king and star, on account of something, you call that a higher level of das, a stronger das, that's what you call a das on the side. It's the same thing. What do you mean das on the side? Das on the side means it's such a strong level of das that it will create the king without any need for a mighty king. Not that star is a mighty king in place. No, star is a place. Star is not a mighty king. Star is just, if I write down a piece of paper and I give over to you, the same thing that I say about that, I write down and I give it to you, even though no witnesses at all, it's a stronger demonstration that I get a new business. It gives more happiness to the dot that I have. When the dot is a stronger level of dot, then there's no need for a nice opinion. The patient says, basically, that should work by character, by entitlement, by everything. It works by everything. That's why it works by Havu also. I think the Gemara says that entitlement, Rabbanesh, Shah, and Inu. The patient says in the patient. So why doesn't Shah work? The patient says, prove why Shah does work by entitlement. But they never answer the question, you want to start right now, so they don't finish off. So the Torah, Balabas finishes off the paragraph. So he says, no, there's a different reason why. How can you describe the metabolism in your star? Star has to describe what you're giving over. If I give you over the building on the corner in New York City, America, on the corner of 86th Street and Lexington Avenue, I can say the northeast corner, southwest corner, I have to say which building? I guess I give you over my building in New York City, which building? I didn't describe it. So what if I'm going to describe the cup? There are million cups, but what's the same? How can you describe the cup? Oh, so let's say you have something that, let's say the Mona Lisa, let's say something that's only one of the types. According to the way, according to this place, it's very good. It's very good. Star should be good for those who the which can be destroyed. Star is only no good for the falcon which cannot be destroyed.
So
it's only plain God, or you say God is not strong enough. Plain God is not strong enough for a genius to take it there.
What
is that?
That's
a scripture. It's an amount of money. I owe you an amount of money.
But
there, no, because I owe you $100. I hereby give an amount of money. How much scripture can you be? I owe you any. I can give you any $100. So you fully describe what the kingdom is. So I hereby obligate myself to give you $100 for the full description. So I owe you an amount. That's what the mysterious purpose is. Then that says this is the solution in tomorrow. The first page. The Gemara, as we started before, the Gemara makes the connection between who authorizes the writing of the Shtar and who God clinches the human. So the Gemara says, if I want to give you, let's say, a piece of karka, since the Gemara is that whatever you have, Das Machon, there's no need for Das Kon. I can't give you karka, Das Kon Chachon. Let's say, I want to give you my son and you refuse to accept it. So you know there's Das Machon, but if it's Bal Chachon, I've been telling my son doesn't work. That only doesn't work if it's Bal Chachon. You have to agree, you have to make the kingdom open, you have to have kavana, you have to have rosin. Just as we say, the strict, the formal requirement of God is not necessarily over here. You don't need God's attorney. But if any could even be, a cotton. Because you don't need God's attorney, you just need God's master. Whenever you have God's master, you don't need God's corner. Therefore, when I want to sell you a building, I'll give you a building in my corner, all you need is that I'm the Baba God. I write this down, because you don't need your God. And the idea behind King Yishtar is God. All King Yishtar is God. By writing Yishtar, by giving it over, this is a demonstration that there's a higher level of God. So we call it Yishtar Das and it's higher, something that's over and above God's master. But since it's a higher level of God, the King takes the church, the King in itself, without any real might to King. So that's what the Gemara says in the first period. Whoever is the one whose God is needed, whoever is the balance, the violence of this King, you need his God, he's the one who has to write the shah. So by getting an introduction, the husband writes both on. I would have to have the consent of the caliph. The Mar says it doesn't matter because the prophet tells us, Kiyika Bishisha. The more down on the prophet, Kiyika Bishisha. The husband has to do the Jewish. If the caliph leaves a ring to the husband, this is Haleh Atan Kurdish Lee, so it's no good. Why? Because the prophet says, Kiyika Bishisha. The husband has to do it. The whole might be killing on his own. The caliph can't help him out at all. So therefore, the good is even though Tati do need Da'at HaKali, you can't even try to Misha Da'at HaKali. She has to have that consent, she has to want to get married, and she has to be a Da'at Mitzvah. Not a love over there, let's say that if you have the Da'at of the Chosin, you don't need the Da'at of the Kali. No, the good is always the Da'at of the Kali. If the Kali is not Da'at Mitzvah, she cannot get married to her third. You have to get to the father if the father's alive, let's say there's no father, then she cannot get married to her third, only the Rabban. So you do need Da'at Mitzvah. But still, the halacha says that the Da'at HaRisha is ma'akev in the Kiddushin. If you don't have Da'at HaRisha, it holds back the Kiddushin. But first, God doesn't create the halacha like this. That's the cause of Kiddushin, the Lord Kiddushin, that the cause of the whole mighty Kiddushin. So that's what Yisrael says in the first period. Since the Da'at of the cause creates the whole mighty Kiddushin, so he's the one who has to authorize the Kiddushin of Hashtag Kiddushin. But by the Get, certainly, so you can give the Get of Korcha Kiddushin or Bichal, it's certainly the Da'at of the Baal creates the Kiddushin. Whoever has to be the one to give the dust, he has to be the one to authorize the writing of the star. And by the Ksiva, the star, Mechiris, the law is that whenever you have dust marks and there's no need for dust kona, so the only one who has to authorize the Ksiva for star is going to be the dust marksman. The kona doesn't have to authorize. So it's based on that, the Gemara raises the question over here, the Makhloki Samaroyim, when you write the star, when you hear the Kadishanisha with Kiddush Shtar, you write some Hareach with Kiddush Shtar, the star there. And he gives you the star. So the Gemara says, we pass in a Kehatav, the Shmo, the star tradition must be written through the Shmo. How do you make it through the Shmo? The Chosin has to authorize the paper to write it for you. So the Gemara raises the question, In order that it should be considered Lishmoa, is it necessary that the Kala has to authorize the Sefer also? You have to also agree in advance, you have to tell the Sefer in advance, right, we start to wish and I agree to get married? Or is that not necessary? Or why should it not be necessary? Why should not be necessary if we understand pretty well? Why? Because although you need Das or Isha, the Kiddushin, the Das is Miyakin in the Kiddushin. It is not that her God creates the Kiddushin, Vaharayat, that the Chatham is getting the Shah. Other Sigmar says the first verse, the one who gives the Shah and the other one is the one who does is creating the mighty kingdom, because that's what Shah is. All Shah is not a real kingdom. Shah only represents a stronger level of God, and the Das makes the Chalosha kingdom, without any mighty kingdom. So Tizdat creates a Kiddushin, and God is a Tizdat. So that explains why one opinion in Moral that you don't need God to exist. But we have, I don't mean it, it's a Machlokes, and we pass in the other way. We pass that you do need God to exist. The Isha has to tell the Kala, has to tell the Sefer in advance. The Kala has to authorize the Sefer in advance. By a Ged, certainly not. By a Ged, certainly not. But by Shtar Kiddushin, the Gemara says a Machlokes Amaron. That's what we ran through this, because we didn't learn it. The Gemara says, Rav of Rav, he just said, oh, that's the
Bible. All of these
sense, why it's not,
what is the reason for
it? How come we can't see? Oh, that's the Bible. But that's what I mentioned last week, that Rav Chaim, the Rishis, has in his Sefer Al Rambam, an explanation of this. He points out that the Rambam's opinion is that the Da'as of Isha, that's needed by the Shtar Kiddushin, the Kala has to authorize the Sefer to write the Shtar Kiddushin. The Chalkin takes the care of Shtar Kiddushin if it's drawn out of date. And he tells the Sefer, right in the Shtar Kiddushin, I want to propose to the girl tonight, and I'll pop the Shtar Kiddushin on it, she should accept it. Therefore, all you would need is the Da'as HaBa'al for the Sefer to start with the Sefer of the Shema. We pass from our love and it's no good. Kala has to authorize the Sefer in a day. The Chaim points out that the Rambam's opinion is not pleasure to Rambam and Rambam. Because the Rambam's opinion is, but even though the Kala has to authorize the Sefer again, it's still not the same thing as the Chasm authorizing. It's still not the same thing as the Baal authorizing the Sefer to write again. And he explains why, explains this, and then he goes, he explains further. He explains what kind of a din is this, what's wrong if the Sefer writes to get on his own, let's say, get up to the original Shema. What's wrong if the Sefer writes on his own? He has in mind it. This couple ever once gets divorced, he prepares again, he writes this before the people in community. So why is that called, why is that not the Shema? So if they had a mind of Shema, but we say no, it's only called the Shema if the Baal authorizes the Sefer to that. Why? Why? But how do you see in the words of the Prophet because of all the Shema, maybe the Shema means the one is writing it, you have a mind, then it should be used for this thing. So I'm trying to explain that what does it mean to people this morning? This prophet, what does people this morning? So what it means is the following. If you have a Mechira Chomet, if you have a Ksuber, you have any other star, that by any normal star, the Ksuber HaShtar, when you write the star, that's a Hachonah to the king. You're just preparing the object with which you're going to make the king later on. And what constitutes the king in star? In the Ksuber HaShtar, when you give it over, that's the king. Like when the jeweler makes the ring. When the jeweler makes the ring, that's not the beginning of the Kiddushin. Let's say, I tell the chassan goes and he tells the jeweler specifically to make a special ring with a special inscription. He wants to marry his girlfriend with that ring. So that's not called an Asiya Lishma. He wants it by Kesher. You don't need an Asiya Lishma. Only by Shtar. So what does he mean? That's the Hachon. By Kesher, when he makes the ring, whatever, he just prepares the object. And then the king is insists on giving over the ring. And yet, the ring doesn't mean to be the Lishma. What does it mean? That the mighty Gerishim consists of Tzivah and the Tzima together. But the Tzivah Tzadev is not merely a Hachonah that you're preparing the object with which you're going to do the Gerishim. And the mighty Gerishim consists of the Tzima and more than that. Tzivah is what means that the Tzivah with the Tzima constitutes the mighty Gerishim. And that's why we have the Moshe Lazina, my Tzivah Jizu, that if you have a get that you put the mighty, it's no good. Take for example, let's say they wrote a get to create a big piece of paper. And they wrote a get to the 12th line, and he gave the time to 2 lines. And I have a big piece of paper, it's a valuable, it's an expensive piece of big paper that they write, watchman or whatever. So let's say, I showed them the paper. So they want to cut off the get, and then save the paper and cut off the get, and you should give over the get. So the Gemara says that it's no good. It's Mechuta Mind, so it's no good. And this has it in. Let's say you write a get, you carve off the get on the bark of the tree. lease, and then they run pull off the lease at a block and give it over to the truck. Right, so the Gemara still says it's not, but I have a behemoth, and I write the jet on the horn. So the Mishnah says if you give over the whole behemoth, it's good. But if he rips off the horn, if he catches the behemoth, he takes off the horn, and he gives off the horn, it's not good. Why? Mechusik speaks it. It says the cost of the Nafshan, and what you cost of the cost of the Nafshan. If there's a mitzvah that's not beginning to exceed it, and the Mishnah says, it ruins the jet. Why does it ruin the jet? The answer is it ruins the Shema. Why does it ruin the Shema? Because the Shema means that the Gerishim consists not only of Nesina Tzadet, the act of Gerishim consists of Tzidra with Nesina, the Tzidra of Yaka, have to be combined together. If you're going to have another act done to this piece of paper in between Tzidra and Nesina, then there's no Tzidra, there's no hemship between Tzidra and Nesina. It's not that from a puzzle. You know, I wouldn't have thought of this in a million years, I don't know. It's a very bad cost of the cost of the Nasan, but look, the cost of the Nasan. If it did is that you need by Gerish and Siva Bishma means that the Siva Fajer is the Chilas Naisa Hagerish. That's what Siva Bishma means. But maybe you understand very well why if the Sefer sits and he writes on his own, nobody authorizes him. He writes on his own, takes his couple wants to get the word, he's prepared to get to that. I was written with Shma, so why do you know good? Who said that you have to have, how do you only have to have the authorization of the husband for the Siva Fajer that he should be called the Shma? The answer is conscious. Siva Lishma, no, Siva Lishma doesn't really mean you have in mind the shot Siva, because you're going to use it. No, Siva Lishma means that the Siva is the beginning of the Gerishim. How can anybody divorce my wife? I'm the only one who can divorce my wife. I have to authorize the Sefer to write the Gerishim for me. Then it's called Siva Lishma. Then I can say, those Siva Lishma means that the Siva was the beginning of the Maitha Gerishim. That's the shot. Siva is the beginning of the Maitha Gerishim. Right. It's not the same as Psalm writing and say the Sefer Lishma. Making Shmuel and the Shmuel. What did you have in mind? You start from the Navy. Make the Shmuel out of the Shmuel. No, it means that the Shmuel is the beginning of the Maitha Gerishim. The King and Gerishim consists of Shmuel with the Shmuel. Not the same as the Shmuel and the Shmuel, the Shmuel and the Shmuel, or all other story moments that don't reach Shmuel and the Shmuel. They're the Shmuel and the Shmuel. The Shmuel is just the preparation for the Shmuel. It's the Hachonim, it's the beginning. But over here, when you make Shmuel and the Shmuel, it means that the Shmuel is the beginning of the Maitha Gerishim. That's why Chaim points out all of this, and he says, the Rambam's opinion is, even though we talk in La Locha that the Shtar Kedushin is not considered Nichtav Lishma, if the Kalah didn't authorize the Sefer again, we need Dasa Lishma also. So he says it's not the same as Dasa Lishma can't be the same, because the Dasa Lishma doesn't create the Kedushin. What do you mean? The Ksiva with the Nesima are going to be the Kedushin. What do you mean? You need Ksiva Lishma by Shtar Kedushin. It's these Shtaros that change something new to the heck, and it's not going to be and the Shtar Kedushin and the Shtar Shikar Adiknani, the three stories that make an effect that change something in the area of Yitzhak HaHefer, all need Sriva Lishma. What is Sriva Lishma? The Sriva with the Sriva together creates a halal. How can you say that the colors authorizing the Sriva to write the Shtar is the beginning of the Maitre Kedushin? The colors authorizing? She doesn't live in the Sriva.
Without her approval.
Oh, so that's what I said. Without her approval, the Chassid's dance is gone if he's gone, it doesn't mean anything. So that's why the Sefer... Right, but it's only his dance. If the Kala doesn't tell the Sefer, I too want to get married like the Shtar, then it's considered a lack of the dance of the Chassid. The Chassid can say from Sefer next year, I'm going to marry a girl. If she doesn't agree to marry him, then his dance is worthless. So that's why you need a dance for Isha. Because if people have all of their Chassid, there's nothing. But it's not that you really need people who Isha, need Sarachma. She's not the Bala Shtar over here, she's not the Bala Bar. And it's not her Dasa creating the Kiddushin, she doesn't give back. It's marking the Kiddushin, it won't be helped, but it's not her Dasa creating.
Just like the regular Kiddushin, it's part of the Kabbalah. If you take that part of approval, it's like part of the Kabbalah, that he's writing a big right, that's why you need her
Dasa
in the framing, part of the
Kabbalah. Part of the Kabbalah.
If you
write
the
paper tomorrow,
she doesn't
accept
it, it doesn't mean anything.
Right.
Just like the writer of the Shema, of the Shema position. So her
action is not part of it.
It's
not part of it. More than Hakonim. Here we say that the Kiddushin consists of the writing of the Shtar and the Giving, both. The writing and the Giving, unlike Shtar and Mamre, where the Kiddushin consists only of the Giving of the Shtar and the Shira, here I need to see the witness within the Shira. We can't say that the Shiva is a story moment. A story moment you don't need to smile. There's no story mom, he never needs to be with us anymore. Let me be printed. You don't need Sivu Lishmo by Shari Mom and Law. So you need Sivu Lishmo, then we say it's not called Lishmo, it's that Sivu Yahabah. So even though the Gemara says you need Sivu Yahisha, the Rama makes the point, and I've kind of explained to them that, it doesn't mean that you need Sivu Yahisha in the same way that you need Sivu Yahabah. Rama gives an afternoon on the dinner, it's a different thing. It says Sivu Yahisha is not there, because since the Baat HaBaal is meaningless, the Baat HaBaal is meaningless unless you consent, so she has to tell the person in advance that she agrees to the Kiddush Ishtar. Otherwise the person can't write to the Shema for the Baal, but it's not that she has to authorize the writing in order that her Shema should be injected.
Isn't there a lot of people that
tell the person that her anyway? Well, that's exactly what the Rambam says. Again, the Gemara has a figure about Omer Imri. The Gemara has a figure of Omer Imri. The thing is that in order for the person to write the Shema by Jed, the Baal has to directly tell the person to first get me. He did directly in person or the person I make with her, he calls up on the telephone. As long as he tells direct. What if he doesn't tell directly? He tells a group of people, you go to New York City and you tell somebody there to write a guest on that. That's called Omer Imru. The Baal tells the people, Imru the plugin, go tell, and I specify, go tell Chaim Yankel the paper over there and you should write a guest on that. So the Gemara says that since I didn't tell the person directly, that's no good. He said, exactly. He cannot make a shmiyah. He fits that exactly in the law. He cannot make a shmiyah to tell the circuit to get the shmiyah. Why not? This is what only Shem says. Why not? What? You can't make a shmiyah to write the funnel. What's wrong? I can make a shmiyah to write the
funnel.
Right, so Gemara says the same. I'm not in with you. Gemara is not in with you. The Baal tells this group of people, go tell Plony against Plony, he should write against my wife.
The question
is which
one of the people have to go
or who would be in the other? But they're all gone. They're all gone. They're all gone. They're all gone. They're still no good. And the Rebbe is still no good. In fact, why is it no good? But the Ramban says, because this is not a din of Mina Shlichus. A special din of Sivu Yahabal is considered the Sivu Tagerish with the Sivu Tagerish. So the Sefer has to, when the Sefer writes, it's considered the beginning of the Mina Shlichus. There's a special din, it's only called Sivu Lishmo, if the Baal comes to the Sefer directly. If the Baal doesn't come to the Sefer directly, that's no good. So what about over here by Kiddushin? Let's say the Baal tells the Chosin, the book tells the Sefer, write a side Kiddushin among the married girl. So the Sefer says, what does the girl have to say about this? So the Chosin tells the Sefer, the girl told me that it's okay. But the girl didn't tell the Sefer directly that it's okay. What's the din over there? So the Rambam says that it's okay. Right. If it turns out that it is, listen, there's two agents coming, you have to tell me. Yeah, there's no question of the truth. So the Ramban disagrees with the Rambam and says, Sachayla Ilu, since the din is a dini, Amira Zahisha, you have to write to start Kiddushin with the consent of the girl. So the girl's consent has to be direct, that's why the Yet Amira Ilu is no good. You have to have Sivu Habal directly. Shouldn't you need direct Sivu Habal? The Kala has to tell the place with directly, write to start Kiddushin. So that's how time explains, no. That's only a din when you need her Lishma. If she's creating the Lishma, then she would have to tell the Sefer directly. She's not creating the Lishma. Her God, her consent is not given the husband's Lishma. So all you need is that the husband has to tell the Sefer directly, right, the contribution for the Kala. The Kala doesn't have to tell directly. As long as the Kala agrees in advance to marry him, then she doesn't have to agree to marry him with Shtar. She doesn't have to agree to marry him with Shtar. As long as the girl agrees that if you want to marry him with me, I'll accept the condition. Now the Chosin can go ahead and give a Sivu Yahabal, a Sivu to the Sefer, right?
Saying, if you give a girl a ring, she doesn't know the value of it, and she has to be God her whole life, that's all you're doing. She feels like she is, she holds a certain amount. Right. She doesn't mean she's got a big diamond ring, she's going to be her stock in the Sefer.
But you see that the time that she gets it, that the time that she's getting the star, you see that she's not getting the
star.
She accepts the star. She accepts the ring, and at the time she accepts it, she thinks it's worth more than it turns out to be less. Then he wants to go like it in the middle. Like what? He goes, no. You can see the end about Parker. Yeah, you can see the end about Parker.
I understand that Paula, and in this case, if she's
she really wanted a ring, like all the girls get a ring. Let her, I'm in the group, let her have one accept. That's a pair, not just accept the side of each.
We're not supposed to agree. You consider that the Paula passes? She thought she was saying this little $1,000. She only got $100. And she said, I don't want to marry her in that position.
And it's too good.
Yeah.
Probably. The rule is that everybody gets a certain amount. Otherwise, how are we going to know that she made a mistake? Everybody knows you get so much.
Everybody knows that there is a girl, and they give $1,000, $6,000. Then all of a sudden, we put it on the bar.
Comes to the store to buy their shoes, to put on the shoes, to buy it up, take it up. The right time goes, I believe you have to have carbon attack on the stick, otherwise it doesn't work.
How can we give a service to a woman before the condition?
In case you ever divorce her, you're not married yet. So then she collects how much money? Okay. So it is tied to the cow, the obligation is tied, all of not. The law is responsible for the full distribution. And then the mice said, you don't hand over this to the celestial distribution. In between the solution, then it's two, and we give over the distribution. Okay. Let's pick him up. That's a lot of it. If people, the writing of the star distribution must be with law. And if Mar had a machlokes on the line, in order to constitute even the Shmar, it's essential that you should know in advance the Kala has to say in advance that she agrees to marry him. Well, you don't have to have that. If the Chosin tells the story to write in the Shmar division in case she'll agree to marry him, maybe that's good enough to prevent the machlokes. And we happen to caution that you do need the consent of the Kala in advance. But the Rambam holds, at 9.7, the Rambam holds explicitly that it's not the same, the consent of the Kala is not the same as the Daf and Bar. The daf of the chassin is the tivui haba to create the shmor by the sages. The daf of the kallah, the akeres, if the kallah didn't consent in advance to marry him, then the daf of chassin is not called the tivui, it's not called the shmor.
Are we one of the most girls who got to get married and help each
other? Not necessarily to you. To someone. Hey, women would like to get married to them, not necessarily to someone that they don't like. I don't think so. The Rambam has about father. The Rambam writes the thing that if the girl is a Tana or a Myra, so the age is 12 and a half, and the husband is going to marry the girl like Ishtar. So the husband has to authorize the place to write Ishtar, and the girl's father has to agree to the Kiddushin also. Either he should say in person to the Sefer, or he can give word that he agrees to the
marriage.
He's a father. He's a father of matter, right? But if I'm talking about his father, what his father was, he's terminating the daughter's marriage. And still he says he allows the father, he says there's no need for the father to tell the Sefer directly. The father can send word that he agrees to have his daughter marry the husband, and the Sefer can write the Shtar Kiddushin, will be considered Kiddushin. But the Rama has it not only when the girl herself is agreed to the marriage. Not because all the girls would want to get married. The Rama has it where the father's agreed. Okay, let's pick him up. Yeah, but still, not specifically to this guy. Hanigma goes back again to the victim of Shabbos. Rav had a fetish dinner. Men designed him an aleph on the first white line on the cottage of the milveh and the kudesh. That the girl owes money to the chosin. And the chosin says, I forgo the debt that you owe me. I'm worth of the whole. Aliyah and Kodesh is free. So is that good enough? Anything would have given her proof that it would have been good Kiddush. Now she owes him $100 and says, I forgot the bread. So that should certainly be good. The Rav says, no good. You have to give it. Dovah Kodesh. Since she owes him the money from a long time ago. He's not giving her Dovah Kodesh now. But that's not good for Kiddush here. So now the Gemara says, the Gemara said before, he's going to make a way to start Tanoim. And each time he said, no. So no Tanoim will disagree on this point. Now the Gemara starts again. Name of Kahani Tanoi. Maybe we should say that the statement that Rav said is really involved in the machlokes of the Kahani Tanoi. This time, that's the following right. The girl tells the boy, Hasele Shirin Muzalim Mitaboy. He's apparently a jeweler, but she tells him, what does Shirin mean, the bracelet? Muzalim rings that he put in the nose, nose rings, Mitaboy, regular rings. So she tells, she gives the boy, he's a jeweler, she gives the boy a chunk of gold. That's how Rashi explains it. She gives him the vessel, the raw material. And she tells the boy, you're a jeweler, make me a beautiful ring, and I will agree to marry you because you're going to do the services for me. Normally, let that jeweler charge $100 to make this kind of thing. And he was going to do it for nothing. So she said, I consider it as if you're giving me $100 worth of services. He gave her $100 worth of services. So the bride says, labor, right? That comes to labor with work. So the bride has an achlegis atanah. Chayna shastron, lukudesh. As soon as he finishes making the ring for the girl, the condition is valid. He said, first he proposed to him. So he said, make me a ring to go. Make me a ring and I'll marry you. And he said, okay, I'll have lukudesh this one, I make the ring. It's good, okay, and then he makes the ring. It says the witness that he makes the ring is the Kadesh. Literally, Reb Meir, that's the opinion of Reb Meir. Chacham learned with the Chacham disagree. And in Kadesh, it's actually an idea, Hamamon, the other. This is only valid, then he delivers the money. Thank you tomorrow, what money? What money? Thank you tomorrow. My mama had to tell me, what money does he have to deliver? He, Raymond, if we should say, also Mamon, the condition was only valid when he finally delivers the ring. So let's go back to the time of Reb Meir's opinion is, he's sitting in his shop, in his jewelry shop, and he makes the ring, so the minute he finishes making the ring, calls the girl up and says, hello darling, I just finished making the ring, and I am a Kadosh's ring. So Reb Meir says the solution is good even before he delivers the ring. And the Rabbanu says, no, only when he finally delivers the ring. Reb Meir doesn't make any sense. Nichlal, we can infer that if that shop holds the moment, the concept of the solution is not good for him to deliver the ring. The Nichlal, we can infer Nichlal, the Tanakh comments over Reb Meir's opinion is, I think Lord Tamarin Rami, hello, the condition is valid, and then if he completes the ring, even before he delivers it, before he can get back, thank you, Gamal, the Mai, Bomi, Kapsha. What then is he using for the condition? Of course he's using the ring. If he doesn't deliver the ring, he didn't do the whole job. He tells him, make a ring for me, whenever he gets someone to make something for you, so the job is not finished, so next he delivers it. So he didn't finish the job yet. No one would hold that as a Kadesh. And the last, obviously, the shot must be, the mayor says the Kadesh is when he finishes making the ring and he delivers it. The Chacham says, hey, the Kadesh is, that's because he completed making the ring and he delivers the ring, the condition is not valid until he gives him some new ring in addition. He has to give him something more than the old ring that he made with her raw material.
Now that he's
going to bring up that possibility. He's not going to talk about it. And the last moment, that means that the Chacham says the condition is only valid when he gives her a second ring. But Shmami, no, that must be the Machlekes, the Mekadesh, the Milzer, Komas Ligi. What does that do with Mekadesh, the Milzer? Normally, he would charge for the labor $100. But this time, he's not charging any money. So she owes him $100 worth of labor. And then later on, he gives it back a ring, and he says, I'm not going to charge you the $100, all right? And Kadesh is free. It's $100 that you owe me, and I'm not going to make you pay. So the mother says, that's the Machlekes. You tell me that's the Machlekes, because the Mekadesh is the Milzer.
But why
does
the work? Because the money that I
lent, I got to move.
It's gone.
Right. Yeah. I got the debt, you see? The Kadosh Milner, we pointed out there on Gemara, there are two things. That if I lend you money, if I lend the girl money, she still has the money. And say, how many could I just leave with a $10 bill? She didn't save up. Even though she didn't spend it yet, because actually the Gemara says, Milner has gone with me. Even though she didn't spend it, the money is no longer mine. Or it's no longer the Shusti. Initially, it's not the Shusti. The details of his mortgage. And then, what if she already spent the money? So then you still have to say, on the kind of removal of any possessions, why? Because stuff, she does owe me the $10. And when I say I'm local to debt, I'm giving her the $10 of the debt, so she doesn't have to pay me. So I say, still, but there's no double harvest. I'm not giving a double harvest. She owes me the money from a long time ago. And she's not going to pay it back, so I didn't give her anything new. That's the difference. So that second half of the kind of removal, when the car owes the cost of money, and we say that the condition are not valid, that's what the Gemara suggests, seems to be. $100. I'm saving her $100. Okay, that's fine. Okay. Thank you, you got much in the field. No, don't have it, it's on the
field.
So we'll have to learn this tomorrow to see. What does it mean? When can one be the carriage to come on? I'm not. The stuff that the Gemara suggests, this is probably the Machlekes of Meir and the Chachamim. that the girl was going to have the dollars and making her this special thing, she ordered it. And then he says, Harriet, look at that simply with the $100 that you owe me. I forgo the debt. You don't have to pay me for the labor. That's an operation for the Kiddushin is valid or not. So the Gemara says, with Zavir, the Kuli Yalma, the Gemara throws in though a line over here, which we're going to explain a little later. This is a very key line, a little bit complicated. The Zavir, the Kuli Yalma, the Gemara is explaining that everybody probably holds your book, and the Chachamim probably holds. The Eishon is clear as the Tchilo of the Yad, so what does that mean? Let's say I give the metal, I give the gold or the silver to the jeweler and make a shot shadow. And then he has to bang with a little hammer 100 times. And he's going to charge, let's say, $10 to make anything. So do you say... You say that every 10 dimes I own another penny, and then he goes another $1. Whatever the penny is, 10 cents a bag. He said, I owe 10 cents, when he bangs one, I owe another 10 cents, then he runs on another 10 cents. And he said, yo, when he finishes the list, the 100 bangs, then in one shot, I owe him the $10.
The guy has his job, he brings it in, and he wants to have a son. Then he says that it's done wrong. Because while he's still doing it, he says it's still while he's doing work. After he finishes his job, then he has the right to ask for his money back.
Well, he's going to look at it. I don't know.
But say I go in and I want to buy something. And I give the guy something to do, he cuts me a job.
Right. And he does it wrong.
And I come to the middle of doing it wrong.
Yeah.
I don't
pay anything.
That's right, because he's still in the middle of his job.
Right.
But once he finishes the job, he comes out of the wall.
I don't pay nothing. I don't pay nothing. You take my spot in green, and it's black.
Yeah.
I don't pay anything. Then after that, you shut up the wrong way. No, but I don't do anything. You do it down there.
You may have to pay me yet for making my
walk. That is the magic, a lot of the magic. No, it's only the case that the guy does the job. I guess he's doing it. He does the right thing. The more I have that question, you say...
But he didn't finish. That's what I'm saying. He didn't finish his job.
Because he didn't finish his job, he can't make one bang and then say, give me a dollar.
No, I'm
and make another bang and say, give me a dollar.
With the last bang, you might break the whole thing and I don't pay anything.
Well, that's not right. The money starts funny when you finish the whole job.
Right. And he quit.
If he quit,
then the right to go ahead and bring an outside worker.
Right.
And it costs more
money. More is a complicated story. But let's say he finished half of the job and he quit. Then he can ask for $5. But if he finishes half of the job and he says he's going to finish the rest, they want $5 now. I don't have to pay him any money. That's a difference. That's called the payment of the throat. Right. The work, he cannot ask for his money until he finishes all job. But the money here has a theoretical mechanism. Right. When does the obligation to pay the money? You say, but every time he does a little work that's worth a shovel kusa or so, I'm obligated to pay that kusa. He can't ask for the money yet. He has no kusa in Sriya. He has no kusa in the kusa until the whole job is all over. But theoretically, in principle, I owe him the penny. Every time he does malacha that's worth a shovel kusa, I owe him that. Or do you say no? Aim is clear as ever with itself. I don't become obligated to pay anything to the worker who does the job until the whole job is finished. Maybe he. So the more thought over here, the more going to have a bit of a discussion about this point. That's just a bring it out now. The Sabri, the Kuli Alma, the Mark says now, that both Ramey and the Hafanim are of the opinion. Yeshua says, the Tzilo, the Yashto. That the Chasm was making this jewelry for the Tzilo, she gave him gold. She owes him a penny from the first bank, a penny from the second bank, a penny from the third bank, all the work that he did, accumulates an obligation. So she owes him a lot of money so that later on, the Havi Milva, so that later on when he's Mekadosh the Tzilo, that's considered Mekadosh the Milva.
It's
a difference.
The difference
there,
you do this
until
the end.
It's not until
the end. It's
not
until
the
end.
Let's example the following thing. Take an example of our thing. You go to the store, you buy a package of chocolate chips, which is. The whole thing sells for 10 cents, and you have 100 chocolate chips. So how much is it? It's, what's the thing? $10. No, I want to get that. It's $10. Let's say $10. It says, I have the possession with all the chocolate chips. to give the one and to the more and to eat it. He gives another one to eat, and gives another one. So the Gemara says later that if you possess it, even though each time he gives her a little bit of careful to do it, not himself to her, by the time it has accumulated to a show of kuta, the first kuti kuta disappeared already. So the Gemara says that it's still good for Kiddush. Even though she's a chalas, Rishona, Rishona, the Mishnah has to take on the Kaddish for each of the Gemara. He's giving a date. And the dates are very inexpensive, 100 days for kuta. The Harem of Kodesh is really the Gemara Meila. He gives her one day, and she eats. She gives her one day, and she eats. And she eats up all the days. By the time he gives her the 100 days, and it's called worth of kuta, the first 99 days are gone, and she's ready to eat up. So the Gemara says it's still the Kodesh. Even though she keeps on eating them up, and she doesn't have at any one given time a full show of kuta. So the Gemara says that that's the Surah that it's the Kodesh. So what's the issue of it? The name tells the girl, Harem of Kodesh is really with the labor that I'm going to do for you. I'm going to be mechanic you with $100 normally if it weren't a shiddur and if I weren't in love with you, I'm not interested in having you. I would charge $100 to make you this fancy ring, or whatever the bracelet, or whatever the flash case that it makes. But because it's for the purpose of shiddur, I'm not going to charge you any money. Good? The man, he keeps on banging and banging and saying that every bang that he does would have been the high of the girl to pay him another kuto if it would have been a setup of a boy. If it would have been a situation of creative service. But it's not a serious point. He's not charging any money for it. He's not charging a penny. He's saying, Harem Kodesh is free. There's some labor that I'm doing the work for you. What does he know? Fall out of line with the whole topic that has nothing to do with anything. The Gemara says, is this valid tradition or not? The Gemara is going to say, he says, this is your whole aim of serious element of this law. So when you have a worker working for a board, but the board doesn't become obligated to pay a penny till the whole job is completed and the list drove that the worker does, if my husband was supposed to pay the full $1,000, let's say the guy painted my house. He's going to paint the house for $1,000. So the whole time he's painting, I don't owe him the money. I don't owe him a penny. When he makes the final stroke, the last stroke of the brush that he does, and then he starts washing on his brushes, the last stroke of the brush is my husband needs to give him $1,000. That's what the whole aim of serious element of the obligation to pay the worker comes on the last stitch of work that he does. And the, all the other variation is clear and see what he's up to. The boss becomes obligated to pay the worker as he proceeds to do the work, as he progresses. Even though the worker cannot be named dependent until he's finished with the job, or until he quits the minute. So what is this? So the Gemara says it depends. If you hold that the worker, that the boss becomes obligated to pay as he goes along, there's no wrong condition. Then it's called the cavalry movement. And if you say the worker, if you say the boss doesn't become obligated to pay attention till the end, but then in order there would be good condition, it's not Mikhail's removal. What's in the world you have to do with Mikhail's removal? He doesn't owe him any money. He said he's going to do it for nothing, for the purpose of tradition. What's the problem he doesn't give? Is the problem that he's not giving the whole shell of truth about Zakat? Because he didn't give it, he held it for yourself and himself. So the last stroke of work that he does would have created an obligation to give $1,000. Yeah, it would have created. So what, but he said he didn't say he's going to pay him any money. He said he should do it for nothing. And that'll be the tradition. What does it make, what is the difference over here to the rabbi? What if he doesn't understand what's going on with him? He says, why is this case different from the case? He's giving him a lollipop, he's giving him a chocolate chip or whatever. That's good, you can give an installment, you can give him a installment, but what's the problem over here?
It's not
so bad. Obviously you have to distinguish. It is how we know, everybody knows.
The difference is also that he has to actually do the ring. I mean, you're always doing this for what?
Yeah.
And
the job is not finished until it's delivered. Okay, the job is not completed, but it's delivered. Okay, so let's say he finishes and then he gives it to him. So imagine when he finishes the ring and he delivers it, is that good for Kiddushin, or does he have to give another ring? I'll give her another sutta. Give her a lollipop or a condition. And remember that that depends on the debate among the Tamarin, whether yes in the first is Chil of the Yatso, or any of the Chil of the Yatso. How does that depend on that? So the Rajboy has that question. He gets into trouble, he doesn't really fully explain it. You have to explain it the way you started before. So you brought up a question before. Isn't there a principle of Hanor to Kester that a man can in the Kaddish and Isha with Kester, he has to stop. With Kester, he can either give his cash, or Shavu Kester, he gives a ring, Shavu Kester. Or he'd give anything at fourth moment. We have last week, Kaiser Mubad Akher. Somebody else owes me money, and I hand over the document to the girl, so then now she can collect the debt. to fill the desert, or in more hands, if he's Mahana the girl, he does some kind of a pa'ula for the girl, if the mother says Hanor, she says that whenever he does Hanor for the girl, it's considered that he has given a kiss. But what exactly does that mean, Hanor for the kiss? Yes. So that's the way with the Hanor that I'm giving you, that, that I'm doing such and such a deal.
You say that even if she wants to marry Hanor, she can be the exhibition of that Hanor.
Well, he accepts the gift from the
Lord.
That's how Noah can tell you. The Lord says normally the person has to give the ring to the Kaaba. What if the Kaaba gives the ring to the person? It's not good. What happens if the person is such a person who doesn't accept gifts from any Kaaba they can have? And whenever this person accepts another person, well, he'll accept the gift from me. That'll give me Hanor. I'll be so thrilled that he accepts the gift from me. The Lord says that the person is an impulsion. And the Kaaba gives the ring to the Khatri, so by his accepting the ring, it's considered as if he has been Mahana her. So if that Hanor is worth to her a Shalat Kutra, then either she would have been willing to pay somebody money to convince that person to accept the gift from her. Would have been worth it to her, that his acceptance of the gift himself is considered as if he has given her a Shalat Kutra worth of Hanor. But then the Kiddushin is good. The Kaaba gave the ring to the Khatri, and it's considered Kiddushin why? Because the Khatri was Mahana the Kaaba. What kind of a din is that? Hanor, she said. What kind of din? Did he mean Hanor to check this? The Tam Hashem say there, on the above Kiddushin, Hanor to check it is a special din that only applies to Kiddushin. It doesn't apply when you want to buy Karaka, it doesn't apply when you want to buy Nikalki. Hanor to check it is a special din only to
Hanor. How does someone really have money? You have a
place where you have to give a
clay.
This is intended, but it's no good because he didn't catch it. The Kesef is playing a Karaka. So if you don't give care, if you Mahana the Lekech is Mahana the Meicher, he gives it some kind of Hanor, so that would not be good for a senior character. So can you talk to him, that Kesef is cutting with respect to Misha Torah, so if you make Hanor to Kesef, it's not. That's how they're allowed to quote the group of Hashem all over. Hanor to Kesef is a special thing in the Holy Place. If you do Shema, it doesn't apply. If you want a character, it doesn't apply to you want to talk to him. What kind of a business Hanor to Kesef? You have to say that it's based on the Gemara in the first page. The Gemara says, how do you know Kesef works for Kiddushin? We discussed yesterday, Kiddushin is a Pasuk. Kiddushin is a Pasuk. Kiddushin is also considered a Pasuk. We also have a Maitra. So the Rambam says that Kiddushin is a Kiddushin Shtar. A Torah is a Chsar. So it's a Pasuk. Kiddushin Kesef is not the Kiddushin Pasuk in the Chumash. He says, Kiddushin is a Pasuk. And he says, by Zayas, Rodin HaPolavim, who was purchasing the Seals of Nashar, right, because then he bought it with Kesef, and said, well, there's Kach. Kach in there. So just like the word Kich over there means the King of Kesef, so the Kich over here means the King of Kesef. So you see that King and Kesef,
there
it sounds to me more like it's a very short one. Not a short one, very short. There is more, but there's not trying this much, because it's just a given word to be honest. They didn't have to have a tradition to make it very short. He said the word Kich has a connotation of Kesef. But what do you see? The Rambam points out that Kiddushin Kesef doesn't say black and white in the Chumash. Kiddushin Shtar says it, Kiddushin Shia says it. Kiddushin Kesef doesn't say the Feish, and it's a borrowed Kinyan. The Kinyan Kesef is written in a different place in the Chumash. It's written on Ahana Rina, but the Sada, the Morathon Akhira in Ephraim, the day Ephraim. And we borrow that Kinyan to Kiddushin Yisha. Here the Gemara says, Kiddushin Kesef, that part of Kinyika, gives you the right to borrow Kinyan. I can borrow a Kinyan from another area of Halach and apply it here. Kiddushin Shtar, Kiddushin Di is written over here in Yuchat by Kiddushin. Kesef doesn't say by Kiddushin at all. It's written somewhere else and it's a borrowed Kinyan. I apply it over here.
You give Kesef more than anything else.
Right, that's what the Rambam writes. I'm going to give that to Kesef to show that we follow Torah of Kesef. We believe in the Torah of Kesef. We don't insist on making a Kinyan that's Mefuri before Kiddushin Shtar. We rely perfectly. We feel perfectly comfortable in relying on Torah of Kesef. So the halacha says that Kiddushin Kesef is good means that you can borrow Kinyan. Whatever is good to create a Kinyan somewhere, it's good to create a Kinyan here. So Kesef is good over there, so Kesef is good over here. But we have another thing. We have another Kinyan that works somewhere else. What is that? Kinyan Pa'ula. When the seller agrees to paint my apartment, and I'll pay him $2,000, when he finishes the job, I owe him $2,000. Why? I promise. I won't keep my promise. What if I promise to give you $2,000? Oh, very good. Say yes. And I say, I change my mind. But just because I promise, it doesn't even have to say. I can always change my mind. So why is it that if I promise to send the tank to $2,000 and he does the job, and he does a beautiful job, why do I have to say, that's promise? What if I won't keep my promise? I'm more not the Akhairat, it's not needed faith. So what is Makhair needed faith? That's Halakha, that the tool is Makhair, the Torah said, it's not Tama promise. That's because I promise to pay, it has nothing to do with my promise. He's doing all the work for me, it's Makhair needs to pay, even if I wouldn't have promised to do my thing. Let's say a guy does work for me, and I didn't ask for the work. But the Gemara says, sometimes I have to pay. You know, I never promised to pay. Halakha, that the doing of the work, the Tawul has done for me, is Makhair needs to pay. That's how the Gemara learns the shot in the process. If they laid up in advance how much, then you pay. You say, I agreed to pay $2,000 to paint in the house, is good. He agreed to do the job for $10, is about good. But let's say I needed a paint job done, and I didn't engage anybody, and the guy comes in and he paints in the apartment exactly the way, beautiful job, exactly what I wanted. Except that I had a mind to call somebody else up. I didn't want him to do the job. He came in, he fixed in my house, and he paints the whole time. And within it, I won't pay him $2,000, I can't publish it in person. I'm paying the cheapest you can get labor to do such a beautiful job, but I still have to pay. Why? Because I wanted the pool. Everybody knows that I wanted the job done. I didn't engage him. It doesn't matter. The chiyuv to pay the workers for the work that they do is not a hitchayvus nidash. It's not that I obligated myself. I promised to pay the workers. I don't have to promise to pay the workers at all. The meaning is heard, the clear the chiyuv on me that pu'ula is mechayv the balabai to pay the person the dinei ha'pu'ula. So if there was a cheat in advance, if we made up in advance how much, so if we made up $2,000, we made up an exaggerated amount, $50,000 to pay one room. So if we made up, so we established that as the Shibui HaFu'ula. We made an advance, we made up an agreement. So if you do the job, it's worth $50,000. And the Torah is behind me to pay $50,000, not because I promised, but because we set up at that time the job is worth. If we make up in advance and I'll pay you $10, normally anybody pays $2,000. We made up, not a deal with we made up in advance that the pool is only worth $10, so the Torah is Mechazim, you take the $10, the Shibui HaFu'ula. If we didn't make up anything in advance, not an inflated amount, but not a reduced rate, so then the halacha does not say, offer to the Torah, but the halacha does not say. The doing of the pool is a kinyan. A Torah that does work is considered as doing a mighty kinyan. Yes, sir. I give him only a certain paint for the room slack. He didn't do the job that I wanted. If he says Lo Nichol, he's okay. But if he doesn't say Lo Nichol, amigo is legal. Amigo means he's legal of what he says. The guy says it's Nichol, but I really want to get someone else instead of you. It's Lord Nicholini, that you did it, I wanted somebody else. But it's Nicholini, the job is beautiful. Now, Lord says, whatever anybody does, it's good for you. You have to pay. That's how you more understand the deal of a pearl. If the pearl has to get paid, what I promise, not because I obligate myself to pay him the money. So I understand that the Torah imposes the obligation, it's a whole different hashkosa. Not that the board, that it's a goodness of the heart. My board was to the president of the yeshiva. Paid me money out of the goodness of God. What do you mean paid me out of the goodness? He's mechayev to pay me the money. Right. Whatever you do, the pool is mechayev the balabayas to pay you.
Right.
The Torah is mechayev.
But he's told you
about the money.
He's people to the subject, not the rules, who the father is, and to the folks that are trying to university.
What do you say? So the mother said then not to. The guy can say I didn't need it. I didn't need that tool. It's unnecessary.
The president
said, he's the worst done. If someone does leave him, not the person that he wanted, then my office says it's a pool. There are a lot of details in it, but basically that's our office.
Yeah.
That's a different thing. That's a mechir. I mean, he's forcing mechir on me. I didn't ask for that. That's not for you, though. That's not for you. That's a matzah. No, even if I use it, I'm not going to pay. The mission says it all about it. Somebody gives me a matzah, I say, thank you very much.
Do I have to pay for it?
No. I say, thank you very much. And goodbye. So there's a whole, we showed him the whole discussion about it. What's the difference? Yeah. Let's say they took the wrong side. Let's say they tell me, oh, the Congress of the tailor in New York, $2,000 a year. I'm so good, they're going to give me $3,000 a year. And then I find out later on that they fooled me completely, they pay much more. Whatever they pay much more, whatever someone fooled somebody else. No, it's a whole machlokes in the Talmud, what they do. These are ignored by Torah women. Three different opinions. All this stuff. So here the Talmud revisions we say to our law is that a man does pagula. The Torah never says, that's how you have to start. The Torah never says explicitly, black and white, first or second. It only says Kedusha says. It only says Kedusha Shah, Mark Shabbat is here, and Kedusha Diyah. Those are the two. The one right says Torah Shabbat Shah. The fact that Kedusha has to exist is not before it's in Kedusha. It's a Garo Kingdom. It says Kedusha, and Kedusha has the connotation of, whenever something is good, it won't have a Moshe. Malachet is the kind of the arm of the kind of car. Just after that, it is the kind of car car. And Kesset is good for Tigin Hegdish. And Kesset is good for Tigin Maitre Shani. That's the command of Hamid Aleph. So too, whatever is a good Kinyan anyway is good over here. That's why the Rishonim discussed. If you're borrowing Kinyan, you know, so let Hagbor be good. The boy picks up the card. Let Hagbor be good. Let's explain why it doesn't work. Let the Shecha be good. Let the Rokai be good up in the Hokumar. Let's explain why the Shecha is good. Let Khalifa be good. You have to give explanations why all these Kinyanim are not good. What's the problem? I have to say that it should be good. The answer is that the word Tiyika has the connotation of whatever is turned to be on, it's turned to count. Kiddushi Biyam, Kiddushi Shtar, is a rigid Kinyan. This is this Kinyan, that Kinyan. Tiyita was not formulated in the Lachatkina of Kiddushi Kesset. Tiyita means whatever is turned to be on, it's turned to count. So what is turned to be on? Kesset is turned to be on? That is turned to count, Kiddushi Kesset. And Kuhunda is turned to be on. When I do work for you, when it's work that you need it, then it's called foolish. You didn't need it. So it's so hard. Let's say somebody gets me a shiddah. I've been asking for it. I'm going to get my shiva. Later on, if you said the thing, get married, they can charge up front, even though I never promised in the first place to pay him any money. How much can he charge? Offer to the parliament, at least the amount that charge up front and charge to be in such a
marriage.
Let's say, Shabbat, there are more discussions. Let's say I am in captivity. The pirates capture me, and they're holding me up for ransom, and I'll stay there forever unless somebody buys me out. Somebody lays out all the money. He paid him in Ashivya, he paid, let's say, $100,000 to get me free. Do I have to pay him the money or not? But if I'm not, he says I have to pay, he didn't see his payment. He didn't see his payment. He never consulted me. I can say thank you very much, and I'm looking for it. I appreciate it very much. He didn't miss the previous show, so why do I have to pay? So the answer is, see his payment. I never promised to pay him anything. You don't have to pay. If it's a fool that's clearly, let's say, if it's a fool that's clearly a happy guy, let's say they give you a black potion meal there, and the pirates are captured, you give you a black potion meal, you give you television, whatever, it's fun, isn't it? then who says that he wants to go free? Maybe he
does.
But if it's a moon dinner that he doesn't want to go free, then it's called a fool that he never asked for it in advance. Unsolicited fool that he talks to his couple. The negative is Nundi Mukha, they need this. What? If I come to me, paint my house, I wasn't due for paint shop. I'm not due for years to go. That's the unsolicited color that I don't pay for. I wasn't interested at all. I could tell if he painted the wrong color, or if he painted the wrong things in my field. I wanted to paint the potatoes and he paints the tomatoes. Then I can find I don't want it, I don't pay anything. Take the potatoes and go. Take the tomatoes and leave. I don't want those to do. But if he did exactly what I was interested in doing, and I don't deny that, then the deal is that I have to pay. You see, if it is a din, it's not that the fact that the person promised to pay. The boss has promised to pay, he's inside the boss to pay. Promise is not the heart. If the ruler is a Kenyan, that's claiming an amount of money. How much? If they made up in advance that God would work 2,000, spend it 2,000. If they made up it worth $10, spend it $10. They didn't make up in advance a lot or a little. It's credit, probably the credit, at least amount. You can't help for more. You don't say average, they say, well, I'm making up all the bread. They say the publisher of the credit. So here, that's what the Gemara is driving at. What does the Gemara still do on the cottage? On the cottage, the mover, for the person who did pa'ula for the cattle. What's by a mover? The person doesn't, the cattle doesn't owe any money to the person. She gave him the golden ring, and he's a jeweler, so she said, make me a diamond ring, and I will marry you. I'll agree to be, because you know you're not giving me anything, you're just giving me the labor, I'll agree to marry you. The chassid says, I am a kodeshus ring, with the labor that I did, with the services that I did. What kind of din is that hanor kikes? The hanor kikes means exactly this, that pa'ula that a person does with somebody else that the other person is interested in getting, is normally mechayev the other person to pay for that pa'ula. So really it's a kinyan. The doing of the pa'ula is a kinyan. So the Gemara says, whatever is kind of the Allah, whatever serves as a kinyan anywhere in the world, is kind of here, mitam v'din, of kiyik ha'fin shisho. That's what it means, kiyik ha'fin shisho. It doesn't mean kiyik ha'fin shisho, a limited restricted din that kept at this time. No. Then the Gemara wouldn't know how much you kept it, the Rishonim wouldn't discuss Salitin and Hadvor and Mishicha. Kichachichim Sehefer means you open up the whole field. Whatever is a kinyan anywhere is kind of here. So Pu'ula is a kinyan. So that's why the Gemara says Pu'ula should be good for Kiddushin. The only thought the Gemara raises is, do you say yes to the spirit of Pila Yasra? Or do you say any of the spirits out of the stuff? What's that issue? How does the Pu'ula work? When a chassid keeps on banging 100 times, every time he bangs to make the din, the same field, the facts, whatever, every stitch of work that he does is theoretically another kinyan. So this is kind of $1, this is his bang, this is another dollar, this is another dollar. But what was he the tarisha with? It's a composite act of condition that consists of 100 different pools. So he said he's going to the tarisha with the whole job that he does. But the whole job is a kinyan, or just the makush akram, just the last bang, the last property there. And the Gemara says, that's the makwekin, and the aimless spirit fell into the soul, and yes, one says, and fill that soul. If you should hold the halacha, aimless spirit fell into the soul, it's only the last bang that the person does. But for the painter, it takes him 3 months to paint the house. I'm not afraid to pay him anything till the last stitch of work that he does. And the last makush akram, the last stitch of work that he does, is the chayiv to pull him out. In other words, that's the only mighty kinyan. That's the gemara of the malacha. So if you say aimless spirits are in the bazaar, that the only thing, the only mighty kinyan that the pole does is the very last piece of work, then he made one mighty kinyan. The rest was a hakonah. He painted the best of the house and he gets to the end. He made the whole diamond. And the last bang that he made on this ring or on this design, whatever, the last bang that he made, that is the kinyan of Kedush Kedush. Just like it's kind of the obligation to pay. Just like it would have been kind of an obligation to pay. If it wouldn't have made up, that it's going to be for the sake of Kedushin, for ruler of Kedushin, so over here it's kind of Kedushin, it's the kinyan. But if you have the Gemara says, but if you hold the Eshmer, Kriyas, and Kriyas, and Yatsa, it means it's a composite Machai, that every bang that he does is Machai, another penny, another nickel, another dollar, whatever it is. But then the Gemara holds inside of Florida, you cannot do the Kedush and Ishtar with a composite of several mighty Kedushin. I said there as well, but if he gives her the lollipop, she keeps on eating up all the time. But finally, when he gives him over an object, like instead of everything, all the eating, giving over is one mite to kingdom. I gave her one, she made a half four, then another one, another half four, another one. So the Gemara makes a distinction. So that's the Gemara, that's what the Raja doesn't fully understand, that's the Gemara's distinction. If he gives over a tangible object, so even if the first one that he gave is not a show to, they have to give 100 of them, that's 100 chocolate chips to a penny for a puta, he may have to give 100 that he gives you a shadow proof of chance of kedushin. It doesn't matter. It's not considered a composite act of 100 nights of kedushin. It's not to make a marriage. You have to make one night of kedushin. This is considered one night of kedushin. I give one today and one tomorrow. He stretches it out over 100 days. It also doesn't matter. The result, I consider it a king and hadol is done on the 100 pieces of candy and season today. And you have to rule on everything all together. The whole thing is kept in kedushin. The thing is, you don't have to give more than a show of proof if you don't want to. But if I give her a ring that's worth $100, so it's in the Shulchan Aruch, I don't say I'm the kind of the fruit though, And the $99 and the 99 cents is kind of my part of the almond. No, I said the Kiddushin is the $100 of Kiddushin. So again, the demon, so we're not talking about yet. I say that the whole amount was the Kiddushin Kiddushin. So here I say, in Kiddushin, when I give the full amount, when I finally reach the end and I give it the less bits that I'm giving, but he's in Kiddushin at that point because I gave her all of that. So that is how they're considering one big night of Kiddushin.
She got what she asked what I was doing.
Whatever they make up. Right. Right, so in this case, when he's giving her back her own gold, he's not giving his. So he's not doing the Kaddish with Kaddish. What is in the Kaddish? Hanorah to Kaddish, with the labor. What kind of thing is Hanorah to Kaddish? Because Pu'ula, not that Hanorah is Kaddish. There is nothing Hanorah, not Kaddish. It means that Pu'ula is praying to be Yalma, so it's praying to Khan. Pu'ula, usually when I work, it does work. So that can be claimed that the Balabais owes him money. So here it's claimed a Kiddushin. Here it could be claimed an issue. Whatever serves as a Kinyan anywhere else, in serves as a Kinyan, you can create the issues over here. The Mother says, if you hold yes and serious and kill of the Yad Tov, so it's a composite Kinyan consisting of many different stitches of words, but then you cannot be in the Kaddish and Isha with a composite of many different Kinyan. You have to have either one Kinyan makes the Kiddushin, or it's not going to be followed off. There's no composite of Kiddushin. If you have any spirit out of the star, then the only Kenyan, the only thing that's a Kenyan is the last stitch of work
in
the
last.
Right. But the law is that that stitch of work is required for $3,000. That's required for full amount. Whatever the last stitch of work happens to be.
In this case, he would ask you for the same back.
She backed out before he finishes the race, so there's nothing to do. She doesn't have to be fair.
Yeah,
She wants the race. But they made up the Shiva is a nickel. Wasn't it made up before zero?
But it's also
made up before zero.
They gave the Shiva, except she doesn't
want to be married. No, he didn't make any Shiva. They just said, she's not going to pay him anything for it. It's worth a Shiva fruit because someone else would pay a Shiva fruit to have the job done. But here they made up.
She needs
the
whole thing.
Right.
She wants to be in Kodesh with that thing, so she can't get it after each band, but she specifies that the whole case will be
there. She gets it in Kodesh with the ring. The ring is not there. But the Pu'ula. Right, right, so before he finishes the day and delivers the Sarah, the job is not finished. He might even when he finishes. As long as he didn't deliver it yet, he didn't finish the job yet. It's like he made up to give $100 cash and he gives 90. But he's not finished yet. If he gives the rest of my evening, like he would have said, I'll give you 90, it would have been good. But if he says, I'm going to give you 100, and you only give him the 90, it's no good. The rest of his mind comes here. If he says, I'm going to Kaddish you by doing the job consists of completing the ring and delivering it. Because when he didn't deliver it, he didn't finish the job yet. So more, that's cheap of the conclusion is not far. The case where they argue is, he finished the ring, he delivered it, and the Makhlaiki says, we have to give her another ring from his own pocket. What's the issue? And the Gemara says the issue is, the Gemara is going to get involved here, and the issue of the Eshman is clear to the table of the Asa, or any of the table of the Asa. What's the relationship? So you have to explain all this. The relationship is because it's Mekadosh with the Kinyan of Pu'ula. It's the Kinyan of Pu'ula? Yes, kind of the Alma. It's not kind of an object, the Alma. It's not kind of an object. It's not kind of a it's not kind of a partner. It's kind of an obligation. When the worker does the work for the poor, the boss becomes obligated to pay an amount of money. But since the Ula doing up work is paying an obligation of money, paying a debt of money, so by Kiddushin it should be good to be paying issues. Whatever is paying anything anywhere, we borrow the kinyonim, kinyonim means you can borrow kinyonim from anywhere to create kiddushin. Because kiddushin, you don't really get anything. You're not sure if you're the only one, or the only what? He doesn't own the wife of kinyon mom, he doesn't even own his wife of kinyon Easter. You're out in the room there. The husband doesn't own anything in his wife. It's a mighty kinyon that creates a halal kiddushin. So you've got to make a mighty kinyon. But after you make a mighty kinyon, it's not, and if Chumash calls the wife the kinyon kaspa, or why is she kinyon kaspa? It doesn't mean that she belongs to him. He was calling her the issue, so he didn't get her. It doesn't mean he has a chalot kinyan. He did a mighty kinyan. But he wasn't a chalot kinyan at all. I mean, if he wants to be a miserable guy, he can melt the ring back. He made the ring out of it, and now he's going to ruin the ring. He's not in my mind. He's not going to ruin my ring. An obligation of an amount of money, we're going to declare the issues over here. And then before it had a chance to be held, before you limit it, she backs out. It comes out of something like that.
She has also
I give you chances to be paying to the house, and if anything happens that the house is not mixed and committing, I get my money back. Let's say we're going to take to the combo with the rabbinate, that even if the king doesn't take the check, I'm not going to get the money back. But the moral says that it's not chest of a chaser, so it's not good for kimmy chest. So yes, I'll find money in this kasha. And the cost of the card is the caliph by the jubilee, even if she'll back down. He doesn't get paid anything at all. He doesn't have to return all the labor that he did. Where's the test of our pleasure? That Kleinreiser didn't say that she has to pay. He says, you're right, she doesn't have to pay him a penny. She backs up. But the worst is that by Kiddushin, you don't need test of our pleasure. Why? So he says, that's just why. Then you need test of our pleasure. And it just means I'm paying for the object. I can say I'm paying for the object if I pay you the money and I don't get my money back even if I'm not paying the object. I'm not paying for the object. But the cash that I give is not a cash of my favor. The money will not be returned to me in the event that the kingdom won't take the check. So I can say, pay for the object, that's not called payment. Even if whether I get it or I don't get it, I'm not going to get the money back come what may. What kind of a payment? It's only called the payment for the object. If I get the object, then you keep the payment. If I don't get the object, I get my money back. That's only by cash for you paying something. But by tradition, you know how late kingdom doesn't get a wife. He's married, he can make the finish. He has obligation. It is an issue. It's an issue
problem.
That's how Chaim Reiser said, if I keep pushing, you don't need test of Achaizer. And the Rai was from this tomorrow, there's no need for test of Achaizer. So if I keep pushing, it's just a nice opinion. Not that if you lack test of Achaizer, it's not called test. It's character, but it doesn't make sense when you train an outfit because you don't pay the guy's paying for the outfit. You don't get the money back. But the wife is not paying anyway for the work. This is the beginning of this deal. Okay, so then we'll have to continue with next year. No, this is a very harsh situation after this thing.
Thank you.